kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Nang isilang ni Aggie ang kanyang panganay, labis ang kanyang tuwa. Pero kasabay nito ang hindi inaasahang hamon sa kanilang pagsasama ng kanyang asawa. Tulad ng maraming bagong magulang, nawala ang kanilang oras para sa isa't isa. Pagdating ng kanilang pangalawang anak, napagdesisyonan nilang hindi sapat ang basta makaraos lang. Kaya nabuo nila ang isang relationship game na dinisenyo para sa mga bagong magulang.
We got pregnant with Apollo just 3 years ago. And yeah, we thought we were the absolute happiest. Absolutely, you know? Like, it's everything we've wanted, and here it is. and then next thing you know, you're sleep deprived. You're overwhelmed with being a mom, especially here, you know? It's not like in the Philippines. You've got your village back home. Here I have my mom and my dad. But they're also still working. So you really rely on each other to make things work. So only one single income, you know, the stress starts to get to you, financial stress, just being at home, shifting into your new role as a mom, like, who am I even? What happened to the old career person, you know? How do I become a mom? How do I know if I'm going to be a good enough mom? The societal pressures intense. And then I forgot to, you know, attend to my own needs. I forgot to attend to, I guess, my partner's needs as well. We both stopped, I guess, connecting. It's easy to just go from being, you know, holding hands back in the day before kids to what's for dinner. Yeah. Housemates na lang kayo all of a sudden. I think that just broke us. Parenthood just does that to you. Somehow, when you're sleep deprived, your laundry mo, it's piling up, you know, you don't know, your house is upside down. It's really easy to lose yourself along the way. So that's what happened to us.
Mm-hmm. Like, you guys struggled kasi nga, na-explain mo lahat, nag-adjust kayo and all. So, kailan yung point, Aggie, when you decided na this has to change?
Well, when we got pregnant with baby number two, we felt like, I think for the first baby, Apollo, okay, we managed to just survive, you know? I felt like, and my husband's studying to be a marriage counselor. We've done marriage counseling sessions in the past as a couple. So as a couple, I feel like we're one of those lucky ones who's kind of aware of the situation. We're open to therapies and that's, we love those things. We love having open communication. But yeah, I realize, okay, this isn't what we signed up for. This cannot be sustainable, you know? Mm-hmm. And no one's talking about it. But I started opening up to, I guess, my network. And then my network started opening up to me. It turns out it's really not just us. And when we did our research, it's nearly 70% of couples that actually do go through relationship struggle within the first 3 years of having a baby. It's... Mm-hmm. That gobsmacked me, you know. That's a really sad, sad fact. So I think that's the turning point. And I realized, you know what? It's not about, you know, attending to my baby's needs, just being a mom, versus my needs, versus my partner's needs. It's not about that. You don't have to really pick. It's really about finding the balance between all of those, because it can be achieved, you know. And that was a breakthrough for us. Like, you don't have to pick, you don't have to do it alone, because when you're alone, it's extra hard. I've got a lot of amazing amazing moms who are single moms. They're superheroes, you know, but it's not easy. It's already not easy having a partner doing it, riding it with you, but let alone when you're alone. Ah, it's tough. So I think that's when I made it almost like I was so desperate to find a solution for us, to help us, but also others. And yeah, I came up with something fun, something simple, something practical for busy and tired parents to connect within minutes.
Tell us about the virgin parents. So first of all, bakit virgin parents? And then tell us about, you know, the process of developing the whole game.
I was in marketing, so marketing manager. I've brand manager for many years on a couple of brands na nakikita nyo sa mga supermarket. I've launched products from the beginning to end. Pero yung virgin parents, it's like, okay, it's first-time parents. So I am, you know, picking my niche of, you know, my target audience talaga is yung expecting and new parents. Kasi alam ko yung, yun yung saktong, na, that's what I've experienced. That's when it's a critical stage na, you know, it's easy to fall into that slippery slope of disconnection between each other. So I really specifically wanted to help that group because I was them. So virgin parents because, yeah, first-time parents. And in terms of concepting, it took me, I guess, a year, you know, while I was being a mom on mat leave. Actually, I had some creative space to think about that in between feeding, in between nappy changes, sa gabi. And I'm one of those, I guess, that I can't just settle. I have to keep stimulating my brain. So I've always had projects on the side, you know, but this one, I feel this time, I found my, you know, my purpose. Mm-hmm. I want to remind new couples that they can still be a couple whilst being parents, you know, and also not to lose themselves along the way.
Were there any particular resources or research that guided you, naman, to the development of the game?
Yeah, we've done numerous marriage counseling sessions. Early years into our marriage, you know, we're like, okay, while we're friends, while we're in a good spot, let's go couples counseling because that's when it's most effective, when you're both open-minded, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think we really took that to heart and took notes. But also research, you know, seen a John Gottman, like he's a massive relationship researcher in the UK. We listen to, yeah, random podcasts here and there, but also, yeah, like being with your peers, you know, mother's group, like your own network as moms, you and being a mom yourself and being in the thick of it. Wow, I thought we were alone actually, but it's comforting to know we weren't, but at the same time, it's not comforting to know that this is the struggle that you face as a couple after kids, that's so normal. So, yeah, we just felt like, okay, we have to do something quite small, you know, in a fun, simple way.
How has the game been received by other parents?
We launched, like, just, like, only a couple of months ago. We started with Kickstarter, actually, to help get the funding to complete the production. And within a week, we actually, yeah, hit our funding target. So, amazing, amazing feedback from everyone. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, amazing. Because this is something that, you know, you're looking for baby shower present. It's all about babies, you know, even books and resources. It's all about for the baby, how to put the baby to sleep, how to introduce solids to the baby. But there's nothing about you or you two, and it's sad because you two are the bedrock of this new family, this new home that you're building, and yet there aren't really accessible resources out there. So it's been received really, really well, you know. Everyone's just so positive about it. And like over the weekend we did a little bit of like an activation expo, and actually Maisang Nanay, we connected, she even cried. I cried a lot. So each interaction has been very deep, you know, and actual proper connection. They open up to us because I guess we opened up our story, and then it's almost becoming a nice platform for everyone to feel like, oh, we have a safe space. We're not alone in this. And yes, it's been overwhelmingly positive. We couldn't actually ask for more.
What do you believe is making virgin parents set apart from other relationship tools now?
Yeah, oh, actually, because obviously I'm like, surely there are, you know, something out there for us. Mm-hmm. But there are heaps, hundreds of couple games, you know, and they're great. But unfortunately, nothing is tailored for new parents. So most of them are way too cute and romantic, but impractical for new parents. Like, we don't have all the time in the world to go on a date somewhere far or spend a whole weekend or, you know. So this, I guess, is completely unique in a sense that it's specifically made for expecting and, new parents. So, we're very happy that, this is an untapped need that is definitely something that's, resonating with so many parents, so many moms, so many dads.
Ito naman, question, golden question na lagi tinatanong sa mga nanay. How do you balance your role as a mother, a wife, and syempre a businesswoman?
Well, how do you balance? You, honestly, it's really about, for me, I've learned to accept that I can't do it all, you know? It's really leaning on the village. Like, I don't think I could do this without my partner, firstly, and also my mom and dad. It makes me emotional thinking how, like, lucky we are, like, you know, to have this village. Like, in the Philippines, we even have a bigger village, you know? Mm-hmm. But here, with whoever you have to keep them close.
Yes.
So how do I balance it all? I think it's really kudos to them that I'm able to have the thinking space and the physical time to you know, be doing this mm-hmm. business, being a mom and being present to both my kids, and also having the space for myself and for my husband too, so we can be like a happy family, so we don't feel like we're just on survival mode all the time. But mm-hmm. yeah, it's really leaning on the village for me. It would have been impossible otherwise. Mm-hmm. So kaya nga po, I'm very like passionate about this because, you know, I don't know how I could do this on my own.
Personal na payo mo naman para sa mga new parents, di ba? Or sa mga personal upcoming na magiging new parent pa kasi napagdaanan mo na.
New parent. Play the game. But, no, because the game has obviously the prompts, the guides, the activities that helps you balance family time, me time. I cannot emphasize that enough. You know, time for you, time for time, your partner's time for like individually, because it's really easy to, you know, lose yourself along this magical but chaotic period of parenthood. Yeah, and also having those conversations that truly matter before it's too late. But yeah, personal payo, sleep when you can, but also, don't be guilty. Like, I felt so guilty when I became a mom and I wanted to do something for myself, and it felt like, oh, that's so selfish of me, you know. But no, if you want that cup of tea, if you want to have a shower for a solid 5 minutes without feeling guilty, you do it. Don't be guilty. Go have that hot shower. Enjoy it. Like, I feel like there's so many of us going through exactly the same thing. So, yeah, I think we lean on each other.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.